The firm behind the popular mobile app for ordering food was left with a bitter taste after an annual consumer rights show on CCTV said it was working with dirty and unlicensed caterers. Ulama, a market-leading app that lets tens of millions of mobile device users around the country order food for delivery from a range of restaurants, was among a group of companies named and shamed for allegedly shoddy business practices by a CCTV program called March 15th Gala that airs every World Consumer Rights Day on March 15th. The state broadcaster's two-hour program this year included footage shot by undercover reporters who visited unsanitary and unlicensed kitchens making food for delivery. The CCTV show said Ulama was cooperating with unlicensed caterers and allowing them to post fake photos of restaurants on its platform. The cards display fake addresses for eateries and photos of well-appointed but non-existent dining rooms. The country's food safety law says online food ordering companies can work only with licensed restaurants. The China Food and Drug Administration said on its website the day after the show aired that its branches in cities around the country would investigate and close any unlicensed restaurants they found. The CFDA's branch in Shanghai, where Ulama has its headquarters, also said it summoned the company's executives to a meeting where they were fined 120,000 yuan for breaking the law. Jiang Shuhao, the firm's CEO, appeared on CCTV on March 17th to apologize. Jiang said the company had set up a committee to make sure restaurants that listed on the app were safe, and added that all eateries on the app would be checked for licenses. Ulama, founded in 2009, is backed by the internet giants Alibaba and Tencent. The service is available in 300 cities in China, the firm's website says, allowing some 40 million registered users to order food from nearly 500,000 businesses. The online food ordering and delivery industry had revenue of 45 billion yuan in 2015, 3 times more than a year earlier. Ulama had 33% of the market, just ahead of Meituan, which also specializes in group purchases. Food ordering companies in the country have come under scrutiny. In November, officials in the southern city of Shenzhen said they found that 4 firms, including Ulama and Meituan, were not requiring restaurants to show they had licenses when they registered on their platforms. Large domestic and foreign businesses in China live in fear they'll be targeted by CCTV's annual show, which state media says protects the rights of consumers. The criticism usually spurs companies to apologize and present ways to remedy the problems, such as in 2013, when Apple said it would improve its after-sales service in China.